today, but a few sun breaks mixed in from time to time. Very warm for February with a high temperature in the upper 70s. By the way, the normal high is 62. Slight chance of showers today and tonight. Patchy fog late tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, but a lot of clouds. Very warm, high near 80. That's close to the record. We'll at least tease it. Maybe a stray shower around somewhere in the area tomorrow and tomorrow night with a front approaching. Saturday's high 77. Scattered showers around from time to time. Then low 70s behind the front on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes with interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breast. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Vest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass, down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
All select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Radio isn't just about great entertainment. Radio is about great business, too.
This is your boy, Nate the Great, from CNH Auto Sales in Troy, Alabama. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for the proficient job that they have done in helping me advertise and taking my business to a new level. Call them now today, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. Find out how. Call us at 244-0961. 244-0961. Or BlueWaterBroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his T-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got an
to just say hey. But every Sunday afternoon is a dirt track demon in a 57.
I figure if you wake up and are dedicated enough to get hammered and call in a local radio show and request a song, I'm going to play the song for you. Yeah, that's just the way it works. 272-9228. Lisa, I hope you're having a wonderful morning. I hope you're not going anywhere today, darling.
Why does she talk very deliberately to me?
That could be part of it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Our friend Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Realty joins us, and he has brought today with him the lovely and talented Annette McKamey. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Doing great.
What's going on in the world of real estate? I see you brought us an information packet that said sales have increased in Montgomery by 12%.
Correct.
Now, that's good, though. What's an average year-over-year increase?
Usually 3-4%.
Okay, so it's hot right now.
Well, it's done. You know, Montgomery's going to do gradual shifts up and down, and we're not like Auburn and Huntsville and some of the other areas. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been, we had a very active December, even right around Christmas time, and January was real good. So, looking forward to 2018.
How long you been doing this, Bo? I remember you when you were brunette.
And, he's a platinum blonde.
Yeah, and I worked at State Abstract Company for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And used to come in every now and then.
I did. I remember going in there just fascinated.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old when I started. I've been doing this 40 years.
Really?
Have you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you've seen trends come and go in Montgomery.
Yes. Yes.
And what are some of the basics? I mean, people, obviously, they need to call Bo Goodson, you're going to say. But what do people need to do as they're getting ready to sell their home or buy a home?
Well, there are steps to take. Really, getting a house ready for sale before you sell it is crucial. Because I show houses all the time, I walk in there, I said, did they not get information about getting a house for sale? And they're dirty and nasty and they smell and you go, holy cow. And
they may not know either.
No.
Sometimes you need an outside set of eyes to come in and say, buddy, this ain't clean.
Well, you know, the buyers...
Don't you have an 8-year-old that you can get some baseboards cleaned
right,
up in here?
Exactly. Well, you know, cleaning, they did some research on what's the one thing that'll help a house the most in professional cleaning.
Really?
Over everything. You know, the smells of a house, nationwide summary said, that's the number one turnoff for showing a house.
Smell?
Yeah.
And you know what? I had this conversation last night with my wife. If you don't know the smell of your own home.
No, not
because
at
it's
all.
In your clothes, it's right. Ingrained in your brain.
Exactly.
You it's like you always see your nose but you block it out.
Right.
Because you don't need to see it. Yes. So your brain blocks it out. Your house has an odor or smell.
Right.
It's unique to your house but you don't smell it.
Nope.
Because your brain blocks it out.
Correct.
And that's why I'm saying you may need an independent professional to come in and say, maybe we bake some cookies. Maybe we put some Glade plugins around. Yeah.
Well, I remember in the 70s, we did the thing where you put vanilla on the stovetop and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, smells like baking bread and all that kind of stuff. But basically just cleanliness.
Yeah.
Really
is that
helps.
What a house needs before it sells, a good deep cleaning?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we just bought a house in, I don't even know what month, August or September last year. And we looked at several. Mm-hmm. And the house we bought, looking back, was the cleanest house that we looked at.
Yeah. And sometimes they don't know why they bought it.
Yeah.
I just sold a house last week up in Elmore County, and I showed them five houses, and they came back to that first one.
Yeah.
And they don't know why they bought it. It's the same price.
But was it the cleanest house they saw?
It was.
Yeah. See, I didn't even think about it until you said that. I started looking at all the houses we looked at in my mind. I thought, you know what this was? And it was the moment I walked in the front door. We came in the front door. It was fresh smelling. It was clean. I looked around. There wasn't a single thing out of place.
Right.
You're right. I didn't even realize, but I was probably bamboozled by cleanliness. Annette, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How are you liking Bo Goodson? Is he a curmudgeon?
He is.
You don't have to be honest. You can lie to us.
There's a little hesitation there.
I heard that. You can lie. Go ahead. Tell us he's nice.
Mr. Goodson he's a terrific instructor, and I would encourage anybody who is wanting to get into the real estate profession to attend his classes.
Is that how you got into it?
Yes.
How long have you been in the real estate business?
1 year.
1 year?
1 year.
1 year. And so this is new. Now, take me through the process. You decide you wanted to do what?
Well, I'm a retired school teacher, and before I retired...
Thanks for your service, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I enrolled in Bo's class.
Yeah.
And then a little later, he hired me as his personal assistant.
Okay.
And I started working in the office and showing rentals when I did get my... Yeah. License, and now I'm his realtor.
That's wonderful.
And I've done quite well. I've sold six. I've rented about 22.
No kidding.
Have brought in some residential management contracts for him.
Well, that's good.
He is a wonderful mentor.
How did you decide to get into the real estate business, though? I mean, what was it that even put it on your radar?
Well, it's just been a personal passion of mine for a long time. And my husband and I, years ago, would build houses and then sell them.
Okay.
And I actually, you know, sold some of my own houses. So real estate's always been a passion of mine. But he has a class coming up May the 3rd, and it'll run for 20 weeks. We meet on Thursday nights from 6 to 9. And I encourage anyone who is interested in real estate to attend his class because he's the best.
And then after you take the class, you're ready to go in and take an exam, I guess, or some sort of certification?
Yeah, the state exam is tough.
That's what I hear.
It's not easy. So it's a 60-hour course, and they have to attend like 90% of all the classes. But it's a lot of law, a lot of property law, a lot of agency law, a lot of disciplines as far as, you know, what does this mean? What does agency mean? What does client mean? What does customer mean? All of that has to be. And then the test is not easy.
Yeah, I've heard that it's not easy. In fact, I had a friend that passed it the first time, and he was fully not expecting to pass it. And he did.
Yeah.
And he did.
And Annette passed it the first time. And the pass rate is, gosh, only 47%.
Statewide
state.
Pass rate? Yeah. About half and half?
Yeah.
So, and that's why you got to attend. Do you have to attend a school, or can you do it on your own?
You can do it online.
But you're still paying, and you might as well go and have a professional there and all that. Well, Bo, I'm glad you guys came by. You can get in touch with Bo. What's the office number?
It's 551-0225.
And they can ask information about listing a house, buying a house, renting a house, or getting involved in the school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what's the number again?
551-0225.
551-0225. 551-0225. Got to say it number four times or people don't hear it.
Okay.
So I try it. Well, guys, I encourage you to get in touch with Bo Goodson. He's a good guy.
Thank you.
I didn't know this. I actually represented Bo Goodson years ago.
Yeah.
I'm learning things every single day.
You did. And you won, Barron.
Hey, well, see? I didn't even know. He came in. He's like, he used to be my lawyer. I was like, really?
And you advertise a lot on our show, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, we do appreciate it.
Well, it's been good for us, and advertisers do get impact from it. And ours is not like an immediate product that, you know, somebody just running out and buy it.
They
think about it for a while. So it just kind of ingrained, you know, coming at them every day just a little bit.
Well, and advertising professionals tell you either generating traffic or intercepting traffic.
Right.
In the real estate business, someone's going to either buy a house or not. They're not going to hear an ad for a real estate agent go, yeah, we ought to buy a house. Yeah. You know, they decide they want to buy a house, then they hear an ad for a real estate agent, like,
correct,
we'll call Bo Goodson.
There you
go. Or we'll call Annette over there.
There you go.
Give Annette a call. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's her passion.
That's right.
Passion.
That's right.
Retired school teacher. She's real bored. And, you know, and she likes doing it.
That's right. Guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Barron.
If you want to be on the Blue Water Broadcasting Spotlight, spotlight at bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Jennifer will get you scheduled. Bo Goodson and Annette McKimmy. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
Thank y'all. I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Your home,
Your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your print cost in half. 201-0199.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
According to Beatle expert David Mowry.
Are you Beatle expert?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just know a lot about music, but in terms of like rock and roll and stuff.
He's being modest. He's a Beatle expert.
Demure.
David Mowry actually wrote the 3-volume set, The Beatles. Why?
Why did I write it?
No, that was the name of the book, Dave.
Oh, I forgot.
It's called The Beatles. Why?
Like Ringo, I wrote those books, but I was so hammered the whole time, I didn't even remember having the contract.
Well, it was really the middle of the second volume before you answered the question why. Do you want to tell the audience about it?
Why don't you enlighten us?
Well, you're being modest again. The reason was because Ringo had to have some backup people.
Ah.
There had to be somebody there that
that's
could
right,
help
to show, back, that's right.
had to back
to showcase
up Ringo.
His drumming.
So
they all came
just,
together.
You know, solo drum albums don't do well.
That's
anyway,
right.
Dave Mowry, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, with you from 9 to noon each and every day. I want to thank Bo Goodson, a great advertiser of this program.
Yeah, he really is.
He is.
We appreciate that
nice
very much.
A super nice guy. And apparently a great former client. I was not aware of that. no, I do remember the case now that we talk about it. Let's do this. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I saw this story today. It was in the Washington Times. It's really interesting, and the liberals are kind of going bananas about it. But and the story itself had some quotes from liberals. But I don't understand why they're going crazy about it. Here's the headline. Idaho insurer to offer plans that ignore Obamacare. So Obamacare comes in. It's a law. You got to have certain minimum requirements. You got to have certain coverages. You can't have caps on an annual basis. You have to cover children until they're 26. It has to be. You know, they just had laws that, and I have a pre-Obamacare policy, but my policy, even though they can't drop me off of it because it's a pre-Obamacare policy, if you've had your policy in place from before, I think it's January of 2010, they can't drop you from it. You're on that policy for life, unless they discontinue that whole group.
Right.
Who's crunching?
Me.
No, both of you are crunching. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And you're with a bunch of children. No, I'm just kidding. But if you... Okay, I heard the crunch that time. I thought you were doing it to mess with me. Anyway, if you've had your plan long enough, it's a pre-Obamacare policy. Everybody else that had a plan that came in afterwards, your plans are astronomical. $7,000 out-of-pocket expenses, you know, 25% this, 50% that. And, you know, when you think about it, I didn't know a state would have the gall to do this, but they're doing it. Just to say, you know what? Trump's in office. The HHS secretary is appointed by Trump. No one's going to come after us if we ignore Obamacare. This is essentially repealing Obamacare. We'll just ignore it, like liberals do when they don't like immigration laws. They just ignore them.
Right.
So this is essentially the Republicans' answer to, you don't want to enforce immigration? That's fine. We're not going to enforce Obamacare. And I love this. I wish more states would do this. I hope Alabama's insurance lobby allows them to pull this off. I would love to see Blue Cross introduce plans that ignore Obamacare. And so at least for 3 or 4 years, people can afford their insurance again. And then if Trump is there for 7 years, people can afford insurance again. And then if we get a Democrat president after that, you know what? Hopefully by then, something will have changed. But this is amazing because rates are going to plunge in Idaho. Rates are going to absolutely plummet in Idaho in order to get this done. And they got liberals in here quoted saying, you just can't ignore the law. I mean, the law is the law.
They ignore laws. I mean, everyone ignores laws every day. There's a book about it, like 3 felonies a day or 5 felonies a day, something like that. Like, well, that everybody commits that they don't know.
Larry Levitt, senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation, a wacko bird leftist group, says HHS is obligated to enforce the ACA insurance rule if a state is not following them. And what Idaho seems to be doing is clearly at odds with the ACA. Well, yeah, right. People should follow the law. But you know what? In this country, under Obama, they made it a policy that no one would follow the law anymore. So to hell with them. I hope Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama picks up on this. There are a lot of people out there who cannot afford insurance in Alabama. And this will help get them there. The president right now is actually speaking. You think I could pipe him in here?
If you want to.
I don't know.
You know how to do it.
Yeah. I'll see if I can pull him up here because he appears to be very somber. We talked about, while I'm trying to get him pulled up, we talked about how...
He appears to be very somber.
Well, he does. But we talked about how...
The background.
Yeah, the background behind him. He always has a president behind him that sets the mood for what he's going to talk about. You know, when Donald Trump is going to be a hard ass, he stands in front of Andrew Jackson. When he's going to talk about American exceptionalism and the great things America does, he stands in front of Teddy Roosevelt. And today he walked out and he's standing in front of George Washington. I think this says a lot about what he thinks is going on in America right now. We'll play him for just a minute.
Whatever we can do to ease your pain. We are all joined together as one American family. And your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning. Each person who was stolen from us yesterday had a full life ahead of them, a life filled with wondrous beauty and unlimited potential and promise. Each one had dreams to pursue, love to give, and talents to share with the world. and each one had a family to whom they meant everything in the world. Today we mourn for all of those who lost their lives. We comfort the grieving and the wounded. And we hurt for the entire community of Parkland, Florida, that is now in shock and pain and searching for answers. To law enforcement, first responders, and teachers who responded so bravely in the face of danger, we thank you for your courage. Soon after the shooting, I spoke with Governor Scott to convey our deepest sympathies to the people of Florida and our determination to assist in any way that we can. I also spoke with Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi and Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. I'm making plans to visit Parkland, to meet with families and local officials, and to continue coordinating the federal response. In these moments of heartache and darkness, we hold on to God's word in Scripture. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. We trust in that promise, and we hold fast to our fellow Americans in their time of sorrow. I want to speak now directly to America's children, especially those who feel lost, alone, confused, or even scared. I want you to know that you are never alone and you never will be. You have people who care about you, who love you, and who will do anything at all to protect you. If you need help, turn to a teacher, a family member, a local police officer, or a faith leader. Answer hate with love, answer cruelty with kindness. We must also work together to create a culture in our country that embraces the dignity of life, that creates deep and meaningful human connections, and that turns classmates and colleagues into friends and neighbors. Our administration is working closely with local authorities to investigate the shooting and learn everything we can. We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health. Later this month, I will be meeting with the nation's governors and attorney generals. We're making our schools and our children safer will be our top priority. It is not enough to simply take actions that make us feel like we are making a difference. We must actually make that difference. In times of tragedy, the bonds that sustain us are those of family, faith, community, and country. These bonds are stronger than the forces of hatred and evil, and these bonds grow even stronger in the hours of our greatest need. And so always, but especially today, let us hold our loved ones close. Let us pray for healing and for peace, and let us come together as one nation to wipe away the tears and strive for a much better tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.
I might be callous, maybe more than I should.
Might be.
Yeah, probably. But I would love to see a president, and I kind of thought maybe the Trump presidency would be the one, but I would love to see a presidency where they don't address things like this at all. They don't, because you know what? This 17 kids got shot and killed. What about every time one kid gets shot and killed in a school, or one kid gets shot and killed in a neighborhood, or one man gets shot and killed, or one, you know, even some doped up prostitute in West Montgomery gets shot and killed. She's still, you know, a creature of God and made in the image and likeness of God and endowed with humanity. And, you know, I mean, every death is tragic. Every car accident, they don't have to get shot. Every stabbing, every clubbing, every, you know, poisoning. You can't have the president out there as the griever-in-chief for every death. And does it cheapen every other death if he only addresses these?
It comforts a lot of people.
Does it?
Are you comforted right now?
Yeah, like... I mean, if I wasn't
that,
on the...
That made me feel good. I thought it was...
If I wasn't on the show today, I wouldn't have even noticed that that happened.
Well, I mean, but every death... I mean, you know, say your brother is murdered in broad daylight in downtown Montgomery.
Yep.
Do I expect the president to come out and give an address about it? I don't know.
I think you are callous, just like you said you were before you started all that.
I just wish some president would say, you know what? We got 190,000 troops overseas. I can't address every one of their deaths, and I can't address every death of every person murdered in America. I just can't. And while this is tragic, because 17 were murdered at once, I promise you, more than 17 people were murdered around the country yesterday, and those are being completely ignored.
Well, I think Trump does a pretty good job when he does it.
Well, I think he does a great job.
You know, when the president went to Enterprise, when George W. Bush, after that tornado,
yeah,
and he met with the kids with no press around, they said it was incredible.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain to body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan, an NHTSA 5-star overall safety vehicle, for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 28, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Mostly cloudy today, but a few sun breaks mixed in from time to time. Very warm for February with a high temperature in the upper 70s. By the way, the normal high is 62. Slight chance of showers today and tonight. Patchy fog late tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, but a lot of clouds. Very warm, high near 80. That's close to the record. We'll at least tease it. Maybe a stray shower around somewhere in the area tomorrow and tomorrow night with a front approaching. Saturday's high 77. Scattered showers around from time to time. then low 70s behind the front on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes with interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Soothe me. Soothe me. Soothe me. Soothe me. Soothe me. Soothe me. Everybody, come on and clap your hands, will you? Just for me now. Yeah. I like it like that. Soothe me, baby. Soothe me. Soothe me with your kindness. Boy, you know your power of love is soothing me. One more thing. Soothe me.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes for the top of the hour. Sam and Dave. The president's out there soothing us, so I figured I'd play Soothe Me by Sam and Dave.
You know what Ross Perot would say about you?
What's that?
That's just brilliant. Just brilliant.
That's brilliant.
And anytime I have an excuse to play Sam and Dave, I take it.
I'm with that.
Fantastic music. 272-9228 is the telephone number. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228. We'll start with Billy.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Billy.
How you doing?
Doing great. I tell you what happened yesterday was terrible. It's a crying shame. And I understand what you just said about the president, what he said, and not even maybe addressing this or talking about the soldiers that are overseas and those that are giving their lives every day for us. But you know, when those soldiers get on the plane to leave this country, they shouldn't have to worry that their kids will be gunned down in the middle of a classroom.
Yeah, but you're missing my larger point. My larger point is that how many people do you think were murdered in America yesterday? Just statistically speaking, it would be dozens.
Oh, it would.
And it's every day it's dozens. So, I mean, what level of tragedy sparks or prompts or fires up the presidential teleprompter? Is it 2 murders at a time, 5 murders at a time, 8, 11? I mean, is there a line that's drawn in the sand? Because you know what? If one of my children is murdered in broad daylight in Montgomery, Alabama, that is a national tragedy to me. And the president doesn't address it. Two children are gunned down, the president probably won't address it. Maybe even 5 or 6, he won't address it. So I just, where do you draw the line? And I would like to see the presidency go back to being a more serious, somber, about the business of taking care of the executive branch of the United States, more so than somebody who has to trot out and give a speech every so often whenever something bad happens.
Well, what you're seeing now is a result of the downward spiral of this country, and it started back in the 60s, and it's gotten worse and worse.
Explain it. Go into that. What happened back in the 60s that made it so bad?
Well, you go back, and I'm 48 years old, okay? But when Vietnam started, knowingly the government lying, falsifying the numbers to get more troops, the discontent of the American people from our government. That's where it all started with Johnson and Nixon, and then and then through the years with Carter, you know, and with Reagan. I'm a Republican, and then through the Bush.
But what did they do? I don't understand. I mean, you're just going through a timeline of American history. But what particular things happened that you think are leading us to a school shooting yesterday?
Well, the over the time, okay. The main root of this country, which was the American family, the American household, when God was the center of every aspect of our life in this country, okay?
I would argue that's never happened. God has never been the center of every aspect of our life in this country.
Well, that's the basic fundamentals this country was founded on.
Well, there may have been some believers that were involved in the founding of the country, but to say that there was a time in American history where God was the center, what'd you say, the fundamental aspect of everything that we did? I mean, that's just not true. I mean, that was never true.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Ben Franklin was a philanderer and a drunk.
He was.
I mean,
he was.
You know, and he had a heavy hand in crafting what this country became.
If you look at our Declaration of Independence, though, the very wording It
recognizes
from.
That there are some rights that come from God. But here's exactly why I'm pushing the issue, Billy. Here's why I'm pushing the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of people who have a misunderstanding of the history of this country. And they look back and they think that there was a time that existed that didn't. It didn't exist. They think there was a time when everybody held their Bibles high wherever they went, and everybody was moral, and everybody prayed five times a day, and everybody...
I don't believe any of that.
Well, I know,
no,
but God was never the fundamental center aspect of every part of this country. It just never was.
Well, if you go back to the early 1800s all the way through the 1870s, the Christians went across this country and committed genocide on a wholesale basis and wiped out a whole culture, which was our Indian forefathers, destroyed a whole culture, a whole vast culture across this whole country in the name of God. Okay,
well, that's always the when I ask people what's the difference between Manifest Destiny and Lebensraum, and they all go I'm like, well,
yeah,
see? It's about the same thing.
I agree with what you're saying, but let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 38 years old. I am 10 years younger than you. 9 years younger than you.
All right, and do you have any children?
I have six children and one on the way.
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah. My wife is expecting...
The dude has some kids, man.
My wife is expecting our seventh.
Are you Catholic?
I am.
Okay, I'm just joking. But every day you worry about the safety of your children. You worry about...
I really don't worry about the safety of my children, because America's a pretty... dadgum safe place to live, and we live in a nice neighborhood in Pike Road, and I don't leave the house and worry that something's going to happen to my children when they get back. I'm more worried that they're going to, like, tie my wife up and torture her or something, you know, that they're going to, you know, go revolutionary on the house one day, and I'm going to come back and they will have taken over. I'm not really worried that there's something. I don't worry about the safety of my kids. I mean, well, I guess in the abstract, I kind of hope they're safe, but I don't mm-hmm. I don't. Like, I'm at work now. I'm not fretting that they're
fretting about it.
Yeah, I'm not fretting that something's happening.
Well, I understand that, and there are provisions and laws that guarantee you that feeling. And people put their lives on the line every day to assure that you keep that feeling.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But over the years, things have deteriorated a lot in this country.
Well, that's what I'm asking. To what do you attribute that? And tell me why you think that. That's what I'm trying to get to. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just trying to get away from platitudes and to specifics.
There are a lot of aspects that you can blame this on, okay? But the number one that I think of is the absence of family values in the home now. And I don't know anything about that young man, that 18-year-old man that went in that building and did what he did yesterday. Don't know nothing about him. He might have a Leave It to Beaver family household.
Not at all.
Okay. Okay, he don't. And see, that goes back to what I said. He probably don't have a father.
His father died a year and a half ago. He was adopted. His mother mm-hmm. died a few months ago, and he was living with another family.
And see, that. And yesterday, as I was watching this unfold, they were sticking microphones in the faces of these children. And some of them, no telling what they witnessed, okay? Which I think was just crazy anyway, they did that. But some of these children came out and stated that they knew this was going to happen, that this young man put out on social media that he was going to do this, you know? When I was growing up, if someone was acting crazy in school, we took care of them, okay? I had friends that pulled up in the parking lot at Jeff Davis High School with shotguns in the back of the truck. And if you did that today... Oh, Lord, it'd be on national media.
But how did you take care of them? I mean, that's what I... Again, we're using a lot of euphemisms and platitudes and very little specifics.
If he was acting up, and the teachers would take him out and discipline him.
This kid was expelled from school for misbehaving.
Yeah. I know, but he came back into the school.
Yeah, he tried a couple of weeks ago, and they wouldn't let him in, and then somehow he got in yesterday.
But let me ask you, growing up, did you ever think you'd see metal detectors at any of the schools?
When I was growing up, there weren't metal detectors, but...
technology hadn't been invented yet when the earth wasn't cool yet.
But to answer your question, no. But
yeah,
we're in a different world.
It's a different world. Look, I think there are multiple causes and for what's going on. One is the breakdown of the family. One is the mass proliferation of drugs starting in the early 1980s into inner cities that just have destroyed inner cities. One is the welfare society that has contributed to hopelessness and people abandoning all thought that they might be able to be something one day. I mean, it's multi-generational now. I think there are a lot of things we can say, but I don't know that any of them had anything to do with this young man, you know? If you look at murder in the abstract, I think we can say there are probably three or four things that contribute to murder in the abstract, but any particular case...
But the murder rate has like, been cut in by, like, 80% since the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, then you had the drug... Hey, I got to run, Billy. I do appreciate the call, but we do have to take a break. Yeah, I mean, there were times when America was more violent. America's never been safer than it is right now.
You just notice it more because of the media.
Yeah.
And because of social media. It used to be you would have heard it, like, come some kid gets shot in Kansas, you don't hear about it in Georgia. No. Now you hear about everything.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think you could say there are some things that have destroyed the family and made young people more susceptible to being criminals. But I don't think in any particular case you can blame all of society's ills on... for one thing happening. But let's not get Pollyannish and believe there was a time in this country where God was the center of absolutely everything that everybody did. That didn't happen.
Well, all this news coverage helps feed this stuff.
It does. It does. We'll be back. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, and Baron Coleman on the other side of the break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Combine.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the news and views, it's 6 minutes till the top of the hour. Once again, we will never talk about what we talk about off here. Not on this program.
Not on this program.
All right, we got 6 minutes left. We'll head to the phones in mere moments. I want to tell you real quickly about my friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, because Kim Williams is a very valuable sponsor to this hour of the program. And just like we were talking about with Bo Goodson earlier, you know, if our audience did not pick up the phone and call our advertisers, we would be off the air. There would be no news and views. There would be no, you know, three men and a lady in the morning. There would be no Dan Morris show. There would be no happy hour with Greg and Joey. There would be no Joey Clark radio hour. I mean, we would cease to exist. They'd have to turn the lights off and cart us out of here. So what we ask you to do is, when you have a home finance need arise, and many of you have a home finance need that has arisen, you don't even know it because you're paying too much for your mortgage, call Kim Williams, 567-4223. I just got a text from a friend of mine that said, I just got off the phone with Kim Williams. I just got off the phone with Kim Williams. So, oh my goodness, look wow. What you have done. This is the I was just ransacking the place looking for chocolate.
This is love right here.
Jack Campbell is in love with us, I promise you. He brought chocolate into the studio that we will eat outside of the studio.
Peanut M&M's.
Our number, anyway, Kim Williams' number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Her NMLS number, 1586368. She's a proud sponsor of this program and an equal housing lender. Ronnie.
How are we doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. Yourself?
I want to let you all know, I love my President Trump. I love him. And he came on this morning, and he used God in his speech. And where you draw the line, Barron, I don't know. I mean, I know everybody gets killed, and not everybody, but one or two here and there. And the President can't come out on everybody. But this is a mass shooting. I hurt for them people in Florida. And he's just encouraging the country. And I guess just like when Pearl Harbor got bombed, the president come out then and say, you know, hey, yeah. This is infamy.
Yeah.
And
it goes way back. that a president will discuss a national tragedy where multiple people were killed. I mean, it's been going on forever. And I see your point, Barron, but I think the nation expects it, for one thing.
But I wonder how far back it really goes. Because Pearl Harbor is a military attack that led us into war. That's different than 17 right. kids getting shot at school.
Well,
and I'm not making light of it at all. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not making light of it. What I'm saying is, if 17 people got shot in the 1870s, did Rutherford B. Hayes, you know, issue a telegram? I doubt it.
When that train derailed in Seattle, what, like a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, like, well, did anybody expect?
And a bunch of people died, but, like, did Trump come out and, you know, have to explain about, you know,
rail the safety? Way, right.
Or the Richard Speck murders and, you know.
Well, Trump's
going hard
out
there,
out,
man.
And he's wanting to fix the infrastructure. Wouldn't that be part of the infrastructure?
Yeah, but I mean, he's not. But I'm saying
clearly be exploiting
it. Yeah, he's not. He's not addressing it specifically, is all I'm saying, and I don't expect him to.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is something y'all can chew on, and I'll let you go. Why don't we always hear about how Social Security going to run out of money, but we don't ever hear about welfare running out of money? Now, why is that?
That's a great question.
Now, y'all have a good day, and y'all chew on that. And Barron, I want to hear what you got to say. I'll repeat it one more time. Why do we always hear about Social Security is going to run out of money, but we don't ever hear about welfare running out of money?
I appreciate it. It's a great question.
Have a great day and enjoy yourself. Belated Happy Valentine's Day. Love you much. Enjoy your program.
Likewise,
have a great
buddy.
Day.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Tell your woodcutting partner we said hello. Steve.
A mass shooting event identified by the feds is 7 people. Or more. All across the United States, often there is family wipeout. There is also workplace violence events. So do we stop and pause for numerous family members that are killed in a family wipeout event or workplace violence? How do we decide which ones? I guess the federal standard is 7 people or more. You know, the first mass shooting type incident occurred in the 60s when an individual went on top of the book tower in Austin, Texas, and shot multiple people. And that's what inspired law enforcement to create tactical units all over the United States. That individual killed his wife and his mother before he committed those acts. I think the president's on track about looking at the mental health issue, but you're more likely to be killed by someone you know, a family member, someone that in the inner circle, than a stranger.
News Talk, who's
this? Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where the line is. I guess I just want my president to worry about the economy and the military and constitutional issues, I guess, more than being trot out. And because when you trot them out there, they inevitably say, you know, that Bill Clinton, he could really, you know, he cried when, you know, Barack Obama, he cried when he did. That Obama, I could just tell he didn't look sincere when he was doing it. I mean, I'm already reading on Reddit where they're saying that.
Right.
He didn't look sincere when he just.